Hey guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Cynthia Joey.
And this is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
Period.
Guys, I'm in my loungewear, I will call it.
Yeah.
She's also PJs.
PJs.
These are my pajamas. This is like my cutesy loungewear because I didn't have to work today because your girl's on annual. Annual leave.
I feel like almost everybody has two pairs of home clothes. Like, you have your home clothes that you change into after you come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your PJs when you are ready.
To go to bed. This is like a new one that I just recently bought because I just said, oh, these are cute.
They are cute. Cute to see.
Yeah. How have you guys been? I hope you've had a lovely time in between.
She's always considerate of you guys, I must say.
Comment down below, let us know. You know, we want to know, how's it been? Anyway,
how's
she? Oh, she came in quick with that. Yeah, I've been good. I've been so good. Also, I guess this will drop after the previous one drops. Sorry about the delay drop, guys. We're gonna think of an actual day that works for us. Because even with this different style of editing,
we do have church on Sunday.
Yeah, we have church on Sunday. We have work during the week, and we've got lives beyond the pod. Although, you know, the pod's our first child, and we love the pod forever and always. But, we need to sort of figure that out and navigate that sort of space. So, apologies. Sorry about the delay, but it will be dropping very soon. You'll see this, in 2 weeks' time, so
it will be dropping really soon, as if this is not the following episode.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
It will be dropping soon, but, like, as of right now, as of today, as of we're speaking to you here now, it hasn't dropped. It should have dropped, but it hasn't dropped. Love, though. But,
I love your lashes.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I got that done the other day. Right? I have no clue. This is the normal lashes I get every time. She knows exactly what's on my face.
And that's exactly what you need. Period.
Sorry, I literally came right into
the camera. That's the first time you've done that.
It's like breaking the fourth wall. But, yeah, so it's been chill. Like, obviously, I'm just loving the fact that the Christmas lights and everything has like come out.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I love when it comes out. I'm so nostalgic.
The whole spirit of it just feels amazing. And we had like the final Bible study of the year.
So did I last week.
And it was really good. There wasn't much Bible study that happened. There was a lot of like games and conversations.
Yeah, just, same.
Because there was a couple new faces, I think. Or maybe.
Oh, I was just saying that's the only one of the year. It's a shame that that's the only one of the year.
What do you mean, the only one?
You said new faces.
Oh, but you know what? I think they maybe might have just skipped the one that I'd been to.
Oh, new faces to you.
Yeah, new faces to me versus new faces in general, if that makes sense. But yeah, it was really good. It was really nice. It was really wholesome. The guy who hosted it, he had like a lovely home. Like, it was so aesthetic. Like, he's done it, he's styled it really well. For someone who's like young and a guy who lives by themselves, you know, props to him. I've just been back in like the gym and all that stuff. And yeah, how about you? How have you been? Also, I had an amazing sermon, which we'll get into. The Sunday sermon, I was telling Cynthia about it, had me in tears. But anyway, carry on.
Oh, at least your sister went, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, my sister came. Guys, she's there. That's why I'm looking over there. She came.
How did
you feel about it?
It was good. Yeah, it's different.
She liked the songs. Mm-hmm. I think the songs touched her more than.
I love that.
That was the sermon. He made it relatable.
He was so good.
Like, he didn't just keep it Bible. He then went, okay, so in modern times, this would link to this.
And yeah.
Makes sense.
I love that. Love that.
Anyway, how are you, my love?
I've been good also. My beautiful goddaughter turned 3.
Oh, yes. You mentioned that in the last episode, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, we celebrated her on the weekend. Mm. But apart from that, really chill. I think because the festive season is approaching or has reached now, a lot of things that I would do have mellowed out.
Yeah. And it's much needed for you because you have been a busy bee.
Oh, absolutely much needed.
Mm.
With the dot period at the end. but no, apart from that, chill. Like, I'm really excited for this month of December.
Mm.
Very, very excited.
Me too, man. Me too. But guys, let's just give another PSA. How many PSAs can we throw in this episode? We are stopping Bitter Honey.
Yeah. I mean,
Like,
mean, we can add the sounds, like,
yeah, like, I personally, I'm not enjoying the writing style of this author. And I guess it's all similar with Open Water. You didn't like the writing style of the author.
No.
I don't like this writing style. And it's just making it a lot harder for me to get into it. And I'm the type, once I'm in a book, I'm in a book.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I'm like having to
really force
myself. And even when I'm forcing myself, it's to the point where I'm not even processing what's same. On.
Oh my gosh,
same. Like, you have to read it 50 times because you're not actually paying attention to what you're reading.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. It is, yeah, the writing style for me hasn't really, like, captured my attention as much.
Yeah.
We shouldn't compare books because each author is different.
Like, yeah.
How we're uniquely different. But for such a time as this is a book. And
Stay With Me.
Stay With Me. And
Yinka.
Yinka and The Courage to Be Dislike.
I was thinking, I knew a thing that I was like, what's it called again?
Yeah, The Courage to Be Dislike, like, well, The Courage to Be Disliked. No filler words. but all of those books were really good and captivating.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I haven't been grabbed in this book. And I also am not a really big fan of the swearing.
Like, she's not sometimes worried about the swearing.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like the other books, they didn't have swearing like that, and if they did, it wouldn't be the first page of the book. But I guess
Stay With Me did have a bit of
It had a bit of like bad words,
but it had a bit of like content that was a bit
but
it was
our cousin was like, because she's also a believer, she messaged me, she's like, should I be reading this?
Yeah, she told me like there were some scenes that she felt convicted reading,
and I skipped them. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, like, right now, I skipped them.
Them bits were just, them bits were a bit GBT. Like, but besides those points, the book and the writing in and of itself, it suited us in the sense of we enjoyed it. It didn't suit us as like people, but it suited our taste, I guess.
Yeah, it had a lot of topics that we could have, that we dived into.
And like Cindy said, it was very captivating. Whereas I do feel like maybe this book, maybe a few more chapters
else.
And for someone else right from the start. But for us, as you know, years in between, it's just not our portion.
No.
Maybe we can revisit it in a couple of years to come just be like,
I don't.
Because I was thinking about that with Open Water. I feel like Open Water, I could revisit that.
I would be happy to give Open Water another try because I don't think I went past the first page.
Oh. See, I feel like that was giving me, if you guys have watched, I don't know, Enter Galactic or If Bill Street Could Talk.
Yeah, that's you put me on Enter Galactic.
Yeah, I had to fight her to watch that.
But I'm always like, why didn't I just listen sooner? Like, your recommendations.
There's one incredible. Of my colleagues who I've asked to watch it and they don't want to watch it. And
you should watch it. Whoever you are, watch it, please.
I'll clip this specific bit and be like, can you please watch it? But that sort of slow sort of, I don't know, stumble, sort of like fall into, you know, organic sort of situation. That's why I feel like Open Water, that sort of vibe.
Mm.
If it was a movie, I feel like that's the sort of vibe that it would give. That's just me basing off the few chapters that we did read.
And I think it's good, to be honest with you guys, because then it builds trust.
Exactly.
And our recommendations, when we do give one, will be credible. Because it's not every book.
Must enjoy.
So,
we're being honest,
guys, and we're saying that we're closing that book,
On to the next. And we'll come next week with what book we're going to read. But as of this week, Sintar was actually, you mentioned something before we started filming.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, can we please talk about it on the pod? So,
okay, cool. So, I've come across a podcast called To Create, so if that makes sense. And
do you know who's by? Do you know her name?
Her name is Whitney Vanaya, I think.
I'll put it up. Yeah. If anything.
Oh my gosh. It's a really good, lighthearted, Christian based, biblical. She has her Bible while she's like filming and recording and stuff. It's very lighthearted, very relatable, right? And I don't know what episode this is because it's one of her like older episodes, but she basically asked a question to a blind co-host, like behind the camera, but he's always like there.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah. She asked him, do you think God loves us in our love language?
When Cynthia asked that, I said, wow.
I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, when you think about that, it's like, God is God, and like, his love is infinite and just beyond understanding. Like, what do you mean? But when she broke it down, she was just like, we have, what do we have? We've got
acts of service, words of affirmation.
Jesus died for us. Words of affirmation, the promises in the Bible.
Gift giving.
Gift of life, gift of breath, blessings.
Mm-hmm. Then there's...
Jesus, Holy Spirit, gift. Like, Jesus gave up his Holy Spirit to be within us.
Yeah.
Gift giving. The only one that's missing, what she said, is physical touch.
But then don't you feel like sometimes you feel like you get touched by the Holy Spirit?
Yes, you do get touched by the Holy Spirit. And I was also thinking, like, he can send, or he does send people in your life to, I guess, give you the hug that you want from him.
Yeah. No, literally.
Yeah, gotta give her credit.
And I guess, like, even, like, words, like, sometimes people may need to hear something or been praying about something, and then someone close to them or some whatever, they then say something. And even though it's not a physical thing, the words touch you in that way where it's sort of like...
So I feel like... how you can receive it best, because he knows us all individually, right?
Exactly.
So I feel like how we receive it best would be in our known love languages.
And sometimes I entirely agree, and sometimes I think it may even be in the love language that he knows is better for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you may think that your love language is one way, but in reality it's another way, and because God knows you, because he made you, he's like, he's giving it to you how he knows is best for you.
Yeah,
I was just astonished by that question, to be so real.
No,
I was like, wow.
Yeah, when I first heard it on TikTok, and I was like, I'm actually going to listen to this podcast. But then, you know, like when I thought like just brushes, and then I came across it again like last week, and I've literally been banging out. It's a really good episode, guys. I mean, really good podcast, guys.
I'll link it like here.
Yeah.
And I'll link it here, and then you guys can look into that as well, because that's really cool.
Okay. So should we get on to this topic that you don't want to mention, that you didn't want to mention before today?
Oh, right. Because early on in the week, Cynthia must have like messaged me and been like, from two different sources, multiple sources, they had asked her like the topic of what do you do outside of your 9 to 5, whereby like, I guess it's sort of looking in and seeing what talents you have, what type of talents do you show up for that God has given you.
Yeah.
And I guess it also aligns to the whole thing of stewardship that we mentioned last time. And fast forward to this Sunday just gone, the sermon that I had was sensational. Like, guys, hold on.
What's funny is, since me messaging you about it, I heard it from another person, another different person. So I'm thinking, God is saying something to me, bro. I need to
listen up.
No, I do.
But the service, guys... And the thing is, this pastor, he's moving away. Like, he's moving to Oxford.
Mm.
So this is the first time I've heard him preach. Cynthia, when I tell you.
Is he building a church there?
Yeah, he's moving there purely because God's called him and told him to go there. And when I tell you, like, the way one of our friends at church, she was saying, like, some people are anointed.
Yes.
And you can tell. This man, oh my gosh, guys, when I tell you. It's literally the Holy Spirit talking through his mouth. That's the only way I can explain it.
Amen. But that's what we all want to get to.
I'm just thinking, like, if he's like this, like preaching, I could only imagine when he's at, I guess, his other job or whatever, like when he's speaking to, I don't know, imagine customers or something. I just know they're captivated by how he talks. And he's so chill. Basically, it was, the whole topic was enlarging faith.
Okay.
And he was saying about the idea of, you need to create space in your life. You need to expand in your life before God's even given you what you wanted. You don't have to you're not meant to focus on the result. You need to focus on the process. You need to make room so then God can extend his hand out. Or like, he was talking about the curtain that he can stretch. Because there's a scripture that says about enlarging your tent.
Yes, I was literally thinking about, I'm going to find that right now.
Because he had it on the board at the screen at the back. And it was just literally like, you have enlarge your tent.
Yeah.
So then God can provide. In the same way, he's like, he then referenced it to other scriptures talking about how with the fish, like the boy came and gave what he had.
Isaiah 54 verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes.
Like, he literally, he broke down, when I tell you, he broke down that script. It was just, he was lit, Centaur, when he, because that's what Lily was even saying. Normally when she, like, back when she was going to church and stuff, people would, like, say scripture and just say, like, throw all these things. And it's just, like, sometimes you may not be able to, you can relate it to your life, or you may not be able to understand what they're trying to say. But this pastor, he left no crumbs. There was no choice but to understand. Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
But, yeah, he was...
That's how you know it's the Holy Spirit as well, like, Holy Spirit speaking through him. Because when it's like, let's say a man speaking on his own wisdom, own understanding, like, it doesn't connect to, I guess, your spirit, your soul. It only connects to, I guess, your mind.
Right.
Or, yeah, your brain or your ears. Like, you don't take it any further. But when it's, like, spirit to spirit, it stays, it sticks. You remember it. You're like, I literally can't stop thinking about it. Like, it like, churns you up. That's how you know, like, it was spirit to spirit. That's how you know.
I was, like, literally I was getting, thinking, like, tissue to catch the tears, because I was, like, this is more than just him speaking. Like, it's, like, literally what you're saying. It's literally the Holy Spirit. And, yeah, because he was saying, like, I'm not going to go too much because this is, like, sorry. But he was saying that expanding the tent, well, so a tent refers to a dwelling place, right? Mm. And the Israelites lived in tents in the wilderness. And then he said, the whole idea of expanding the tent is an act of faith before the increase arrives.
Amen.
So he was literally like, give what you have, do what you need to do, just have faith and trust that once you create that room, God's got the rest. Like,
amen.
Oh, that's, my gosh. That's
amazing. Do you know why? Because yesterday, my friend asked me about this scripture. I'm actually going to ask you what she asked me.
I was thinking that how that related to what Cinta was saying was because the whole thing of having these gifts, having these talents, and how you're saying that you wrote them down, and it's just sort of like recognizing that you have these traits, recognizing that you have this skill, is like a way of almost expanding your tent.
Yeah.
Because you know you have them, now be proactive in them, and then God will, you know, meet you there. Amen. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so I just love
like, ah, sensational stuff. And then there was another bit, I'm just gonna keep talking about Cinder's fine there, guys. And then there was another bit where he was saying God requires partnership.
Yeah,
and how he was like,
because yeah, like, yeah, go on.
No, Karen, what were you thinking?
He does require partnership, because like he had to partner with the Virgin Mary to bring Jesus here on earth. Like, he is spirit, he has to partner with physical beings to be able to do what he needs to do.
Exactly,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly,
like he likes order, he can break these, but he likes them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Like, it's amazing. And then there was one bit where I was just like, wow. This one, 8.
Yeah.
He said, because then he in the, like, a later point in the sermon, he was talking about obedience and how God can do wonders with small acts of obedience. And then he said, and I was like, wow, it's so true. He said, you'll never take big steps of obedience unless you're willing to take the small steps of obedience in your everyday life.
Yes.
And I was literally like, it's so true, because you can now jump and say, oh, I want to do this, but it's like you can never get there unless you show up daily. It relates back to the other sermon, if you guys remember, like, I think it's like 2-3 episodes ago, the whole thing of consistency and showing up. You just have to be obedient to what it is that you want to on a smaller scale daily for it to then pull out as this bigger picture. And I was just like,
that reminds me of David and Goliath. Like, David, of course, we may or may not know, but David conquered Goliath, who was a giant, right? A giant from the Philistines who would aggressively attack Israel. And as he was a giant, obviously he was cocky and bold with it. Like, he went to the Israelites and was like, if any of you man in it, like, if any of you man get me down, then my people will serve you, like, will be slaves to you. And the Israelites were kind of like, oh, how can we conquer this man? Like, he's literally
a giant,
9 feet tall, and da da da. So they were run and hide, But David, who was a shepherd boy, His brothers were actually fighting in the war, and his dad actually sent him to give them like food and water and stuff, and then come back home. But when David got there, he heard what was going on. So he asked people like, oh, what happens if we do kill this man? Like, what are we going to get in return? And then they said like, oh, the king will void taxes from coming to your home, and you'll be able to marry the king's daughter. So obviously that's like assurance. Yeah, exactly. And then he was just like, I can do it. And they were like, you shepherd boy, you small boy, like, get out of here.
Shepherd boy's crazy.
And then he was like, no, like, who is this pagan man? Like, he was this pagan man. And why? Because I was listening to a sermon titled How to Be Confident, right? And they used David as the foundational story, example. And they said, when he said that, he was assured in the God who he served. And he went, the preacher went back to Genesis. I don't know what scripture it is, guys, but in the scripture it says, anyone that curses you, I will get them down, basically. God takes vengeance for his children. Yeah. Amen. So David remembered the scriptures back in the day. And he was just like, this man does not serve the Lord, I do. So who, if he is for me, who can be against me, type thing. So that's when he got his rocks and sent it to Goliath, and Goliath died, got sent back, innit?
Sent back. No, but yeah.
So yeah, what you were saying, yeah, being faithful in the little. So obviously he said, yeah, that I was able to kill and beat up lions and bears when I was taking care of the flock of sheep. If he didn't do that with the so-called little, he wouldn't be able to, you know, have the skills. Yeah, exactly.
So it's just, I guess, be obedient in the small.
Yeah, because all he needed was stones. The king gave him a sword and He was like, Naji, I don't need this. I have faith. Like, all I need is these stones. And he only used one stone. So again, like, it just further emphasizes your point of like being obedient, being small, being faithful with the little. Because imagine he didn't master using stones like that.
He wouldn't feel confident doing that huge task.
I found the scriptures, Isaiah 60 verse 22. And there's a particular translation that says, but I, the Lord, will make it happen. I'm just going to read the translation I have, which is NIV. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. So my friend asked me, let's take it back to the first version. I said, but I, the Lord, will make it happen in its time. My friend asked me, what does that mean to you? Like, when you think of that,
the Lord will make it happen in this time.
In its time.
In its time. Like, it just happens on God's timing.
Yeah.
Like, he just trust in God. Give your prayers to God, and then he will do it when you're ready for it. Not necessarily on your time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That I also said the same. But I also said, in the time that you do wait, what you're saying, you enlarge. You do
enlarge your tent, bro. Enlarge me.
You do what you need to do. So when that thing comes, you're ready for it. Because imagine you've got this small cramped tent. You're like, yeah, I'm trusting the Lord for the like.
But you're not ready if you're not enlarging it. You have to make room.
That's like clearing out your garage, your basement. Because you know there's a car coming, but there's no car in there yet. But in the garage, what's in there? Junk.
You just have to create space. So what you do,
you create time.
Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Like, the work's gonna be hard, but
you're ready.
So
it's so amazing. Like, it's literally so great. Because I even, what was it? This is completely opposite, but I think we're gonna have to wrap up. But just wanted to tell you, they were talking about, but I feel like you've obviously tapped into this because you've been like on your journey for quite a while. And he talked to
like,
know
that.
I know you've been on it for over a year now.
But you don't know that vibe. So this might be new knowledge to me.
No, but what I'm about to say, I know. Because I know, like, he was saying about the whole thing of, there comes a point where, you know, when you're early in your journey with Christ, you like attend in the same way with a baby. You like, when a baby's first born, all they need to do is exist and their parents care for them. In the same way, when you first start coming to church, you sort of just attend and exist, and then everyone else does the stuff.
Zealous.
But then he said there comes a point where you also then have to serve.
Yeah.
You have to take part in serving others when you come to service. And then he was like, what was it? He was like, really and truly, you receive more from serving others than you do from just attending service.
You do.
And I was just like, yeah, that's
You do. You actually do. There's a scripture in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I think it's in 1 Timothy, but it says that you should pray for others because that's how that pleases God, basically. Mm-hmm. When you put other people's needs in front of your own, it just shows that you're being selfless.
Exactly.
And yeah, like Jesus was, like, so
be like Jesus God, in that way.
God does like one that serves, and because he served us, like the feet washing.
I was literally, look what I was looking at.
Wow.
It says John 13, foot washing.
Yeah, the foot washing, yeah. So that was a...
That bit got me crying when he was telling it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because you know when you hear it, sorry to cut you, but you know when you hear it and you're reading the scripture, like, cool, like I'm hearing it, it's happened. But the way he was telling it, I'd never perceived it in that way. Like I perceived it, but not in the way in which she was telling it to us in the sermon. And I was just like, yo, like, you know a storyteller, guys, when someone can tell a story and they can, this pastor
anointed
truly,
praise God. I was also, when you were talking about servanthood, right, I was thinking of a testimony that my auntie was telling me, that her servanthood actually saved her job.
Really?
Yes. So she's very prayerful, and we must be prayerful, because that's when things are revealed to us. Like, it's like how we're talking, and I reveal stuff to you, vice versa. That's what God does in prayer. So in her workplace, she was just suffering, I guess, some bullying. And this one person wanted to like get her fired. So she would send false emails from her account, laptop, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And eventually it got really serious. So she does social working. So they were obviously like, nah, we've got to investigate this. And they did. And then God revealed to her, it's this person that's doing it. But God told her, like, just continue serving me. Just continue sacrificing your time and, you know, it'll be fine. But I think God also told her, like, don't accused, like, just let it unravel. I don't really remember the story bar for bar, but at the end, everything that she, so every arrow that she tried to send my auntie literally reverted and went back to her. So when you're in Christ, and this is like not hidden knowledge but hidden information, when you're in Christ, that's when the attacks
start
because the enemy doesn't like that you're in the light.
Yeah,
so it will try to get you down.
Yeah,
but in those trials and tribulations, that's when you stand on your word and overcome,
right,
by the word and by prayer, right? So that can really only explain why she wanted to do that. So let's say she was being used by the enemy to sabotage my auntie's earnings, so that she wouldn't be able to. So in her service, she would buy food for homeless people and spread the gospel that way. So imagine what the enemy's trying to do is cut her finances, so she wouldn't
be able to serve homeless.
Yeah.
Thank God for.
So your servanthood really does speak much more for you.
Just like a last thought before we wrap up, because we gotta wrap up soon. But literally in relation to what you're saying. And the whole idea of like servanthood, and it was like, again, relating back to the foot washing, the pastor mentioned about you never graduate from feet washing.
Never.
And it was like,
we were actually speaking about this yesterday, bro.
It's crazy.
We're reading a book called In Search of Paul, and he's not a pastor yet.
But real quick, can I just finish the quote? He was like, be a community that washes the dirt and shame off one another. So
yes.
You never graduate, guys.
That actually reminds me, of back in Genesis when Noah's ark happened, and they were in this land, and Noah got drunk, and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth,
saw him.
And one of them was that, went back and was like, did you see that? And the other two covered him. That makes me think of this, like, don't, if you have the ability to cover someone, I guess, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't now just humiliate them. Mm-hmm. So that makes me think of that. Like, it's important because we're all here
together. Doing life. We're all stumbling through life, but if we're trusting in God, we'd imagine that we're trying to help each other in the same way Christ came and He helped us. He showed us. He's trying to guide us so we can enjoy that life.
Let's not be prideful. Exactly. Yeah. Love that.
Let's not embarrass one another. But yeah, love guys, that's that. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. We need to wrap up because we've got the cousins here and they're waiting.
I can actually speak about this for ages.
Yeah, guys. The notes that I had there were serious, but maybe another time.
Maybe another time. We can develop live Bible study, live for editing.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
guys, we hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to
like, share, comment, and subscribe with your fellow friends and family and your loved ones.
For our audio listeners,
please don't forget to rate a smile.
Oh, she thought I'd say five, and then she was trying to say Saccharinis, and she said smile. There we go.
Please don't forget to rate us five Saccharinis.
She said with the Rinis at the end. The one, guys, I'm gassed. Yeah. We'll see you next time. Enjoy the time in between.
Yeah.
Stay blessed, guys.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye.